Where's the law and order? Dying for your country. Cattle to the slaughter. Now, I think the time is now.
This is a Building Bridges, your Community and Labor Report special. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash.
Over 200 unions and 550 union leaders from 53 countries representing 130 million workers have signed the International Labor Declaration circulated by U.S. Labor Against the War. Workers of the world have spoken with a single voice demanding that the U.S. abandon its militaristic, illegal aggression against Iraq. This is the first time in history that the world's labor movements have come together to speak with a single voice on an issue of urgent international concern.
Recently, U.S. Labor Against the War hosted a global labor press conference with reports from a number of the unions who signed on to the declaration. Participating in that call were representatives of major labor federations and unions from the U.S., Mexico, Canada, Quebec, France, England, Tunisia, Pakistan, Brazil, Australia, and Italy. Each made a brief statement about their organization's anti-war activities and expressed their solidarity with one another in building a global labor front against war in Iraq. They reported on the massive participation of workers and unions in demonstrations and promised continued waves of actions in their countries. On this Building Bridges special report, we feature reports from unions in Pakistan, Brazil, and Italy. From the Global Labor Press Conference Against the War. They've been dying for their freedom, now they're not gonna ask. There's a fever in the air, you can feel it all around. The airwaves heavy when something's going down. Whole world's twitching like a man gone insane. Can you see it, people? Can you hear what I'm saying?
If we could move on now to Italy.
Yes, I am Enzo Bernardo. I'm calling from Italy, from Rome. And I represent the trade union CGIL, 5 million workers. And I want to ensure all the people that in Italy, the big majority, not only of the workers, but of all the Italians, are against the war. The 15th of February in Rome, the biggest demonstration after the Second World War, the 2 million of people in the street say that with the trade union movement, but not only, with a lot of young people, environmental organization, a lot of Catholic movement says that this war is not our war, and that only the government, if the government says that he agree, he talks only from his side, alone, but not with the Italian people. Naturally, we are, all the trade union movement, are against the terrorists, but this war don't resolve this problem, and we are sure that we could be a biggest problem after this. And we know also that the peace is the only way that we have to defend the security of the people, but only the rights of all the workers in Italy and all part of the world. And we want to say to all the friends that all the brothers and sisters that are with us in this movement, and now in the telephone call, that we are all together, and we together can modify the situation. We are sure that not only the force of the arms and the planes and the ships, but also the strength and the force of our voice can modify the situation.
Okay, so give your report now, Rubina. Please,
yeah, Rubina, I'm a chairperson of All Pakistan Trade Union Federation, which is consisting on 200,000 members. And we are working on railway, Pakistan Railway, and bricklayers, and we are organizing bonded laborers and peasants in Pakistan. We are organizing millions of people against the war. War are affecting general people, especially the poor, destroying their unity and sovereignty of nation. War is a heinous crime because it is destruction and killed of innocent people, women and children. As the Bush government has done in Afghanistan, where 100,000 of people had been killed and 100,000 become homeless and lot of had migrated in other countries and living without shelter. War is affecting general people, especially the poor, destroying their unity, sovereignty of nation. and put an end all the rights won by workers after the great struggle. So we are against the war because this war is only for oil and strengthening fascism. And we are against Pakistani working classes against the war. So that APTUF strongly opposed the war because it is against the principle of international law. So U.S. war mission is to control on oil and America's and its allies had mass destruction weapons. On what principle he can oppose the others, although we totally oppose have mass destruction weapons. We want peace, freedom, democracy and employment. On behalf of Pakistani working class, we salute the American trade union workers, people's intellectuals struggling to stop war and putting pressure on their governments not go towards the war against Iraq. We also appeal to American parliamentarians, please should play their positive role to stop the war because already thousands of Iraqi women, children, youth had died and still thousands are suffering in different diseases. We assure our American brothers and sisters our fullest cooperation and support. So Pakistani working class are launching campaign. If the war is a start, to mobilize people, which we are already doing, we are organizing rallies all over the country, hunger strikes, and protest letters to American government and its allies, American embassies and Pakistani government. Because Pakistani government is following the dictation of IMF World Bank and it's in the favor of Bush and its allies. Thank you so much, and goodbye, my dear friend.
Thank you very much, Rubina. Rubina?
And the
Rubina,
yeah?
Are all the unions in Pakistan opposed to the war?
Yeah, all the unions under the umbrella of Pakistan Workers Confederation.
And
nine big federations.
How many workers belong to that confederation?
Pakistan Workers Confederation? It's more than 5 million.
Thank you very much. Now from Brazil, Julio Torta.
Boa tarde a todos os companheiros, abraço.
Good afternoon, greetings.
Eu falo em nome da Executiva Nacional da CUT, Central Única dos Trabalhadores.
I speak in the name of the National Executive Committee of the CUT, the Unified Trade Union Federation of Brazil.
Que representa 9 milhões de sindicalizados em todo o país.
Which represents 9 million organized members across the Brazil.
20 membros da Executiva Nacional da CUT, que é a autoridade máxima da central,
assinaram
e endossaram o manifesto internacional proposto por U.S. Labor Against the War.
20 members of our National Executive Committee, the highest body of our federation, have endorsed the international statement issued by U.S. Labor Against War.
E a CUT está engajada no Brasil na constituição de comitês contra a guerra no Iraque.
And CUT is involved in all regions of the country in the building of broad anti-war coalitions and committees against the war in Iraq.
Na jornada de 15 de fevereiro, em mais de 20 cidades importantes do país, ocorreram manifestações.
On the 15th of February, in 20 cities across Brazil, there were very sizable and important demonstrations.
As maiores delas em São Paulo, com 30 mil participantes, e no Rio de Janeiro, com 10 mil participantes.
The largest being in São Paulo with 30,000 participants, in Rio de Janeiro with 10,000 participants.
Para nós, da CUT, a luta contra a guerra de Bush.
For us in the CUT, the struggle against the Bush's war.
Entendemos como sendo não apenas aspecto militar.
For us, it's not simply a military war or has a military side.
Mas uma tentativa da administração Bush de impor o seu protetorado sobre o conjunto do planeta, ameaçando a soberania de todos os povos.
We see it more as an attempt by the Bush administration to impose a sort of U.S. protectorate over the entire world and to impose its domination and its will upon peoples against the sovereignty of peoples.
Na batalha contra a guerra que nós desenvolvemos aqui no Brasil,
the struggle against the war which we are carrying out here in Brazil,
vinculamos essa luta contra a implantação da área de livre comércio das Américas em solidariedade ao povo da Venezuela.
We are linking it to the struggle against the free trade area of the Americas and to the need to bring solidarity to the struggling people of Venezuela.
Nas manifestações de 15 de fevereiro,
in the demonstrations of the 15th of February,
por proposta do dirigente do movimento dos camponeses sem terra,
at the request of the leadership of the landless peasant movement,
João Pedro Estévez,
brother João Pedro Estévez,
foi adotada a resolução de, assim que a primeira bomba cair no Iraque, que esperamos impedir,
we adopted a resolution that in the event that we are unable to stop an invasion, a U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, which,
mas se lamentavelmente ocorrer,
on the date that it should occur,
imediatamente mobilizaremos os sindicatos, o Movimento Sem Terra, os estudantes para manifestações diante de consulados e embaixadas dos Estados Unidos.
We will mobilize immediately the landless peasant movement, students, trade unionists, and others, mass demonstrations in front of all the embassies and consulates of the United States and Brazil.
Por último, eu queria registrar a posição do governo brasileiro, presidente Lula.
I want to mention, lastly, the position of the president of our country, President Lula,
que é uma posição pela paz,
which who stands for peace,
contra uma solução bélica para o assunto Iraque,
against a bellicose solution in Iraq,
traduzindo o sentimento esmagadoramente majoritário no povo brasileiro,
and translating thereby the majority sentiment of the Brazilian people.
You've been listening to a few of the representatives of labor who participated in a global press conference against the war. This has been a Building Bridges, your community and labor report special.